The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. Eloi Nishmat Morzekeni Rabbi Yosef Ben Sarah Abraham Ben Esther Hashem Tenechem Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied for us Shalema Shalomo Ben Miriam V'Sarah Ruchama Bat Rachai V'Sarah Bat Rachai Eden Moshe Ben Dina Eden Rafan Lehem Eden Rafan Fata Nefesh We begin today's daf on Ayin Zayin Amud Bet, and we're starting 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Lo yomar adam de'ishto b'shabbat. A person should not tell his wife on Shabbat, mufar lechi, batil lechi, kederich she'omer la b'chol. Because he shouldn't mefir the neder in the same language that he's mefir the neder during the week. Even though we concluded that you're allowed to make a hafara nedarim on Shabbat for the wife, but you should use a different lashon, not to do it in the same way. Ela, what does he say? Omer la tili ve'ichli, tili ushti. V'hanidr batim ve'edav. Let's say she made a neder that has to do with Shabbat. Right? She made a neder, let's say, that she's not going to eat. So you just have to say, tili ve'ichli. Take the item and eat it. Or she made a neder, let's say, she's not going to drink. So you have to do is say, tili ushti. And that's like saying, what do you mean by telling the neder? Amar Rabbi Yohanan comes along and says, V'sarish yibatel b'libo. But you have to mevatel in your heart, which is, even though you're using this language, in your heart, you have to have kavanah also to be mevatel. So the conjunction with this language, plus to be tool in the heart, that'll combine to make the hafara. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran begins... It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines after they get wide. Tanya, lo yomar adam de'ishto b'shabbat mufar lechi batel lechi kederich she'omer la b'chol. Ha'adasin le'memar hachi la mishum gizera de'eten nedarim de'chacham hu. Which means, what's the reason why we're making a change the language? Don't think we're making the husband change the language because of the gizera. What would the gizera be? That if we allow the husband to make hafara nedarim, she might go make hafara nedarim to a hakam. That cannot be the reason, because we learned in the previous daf that on nedarim that have to do with Shabbat, you're allowed to go to a hakam. And here the neder that she made has to do with Shabbat. I'm not eating, I'm not drinking. So therefore the reason why you have to change the language of the hafara is not because of gezerah that she might go to a hakam. Because in this case, she can go to Hakam, because this is considered a neder, that is considered a Sorech Shabbat. So what's the reason why they want you to change the language? So he says, she can even go to a Tamir Hakam. Since you can change, we rather you change. Shabbat. Even though he told her tli ve'ichli, which means go eat, sarich shiyomar b'libosh yaneder batel. He has to say in his heart that the neder is going to be batel. Back to the Gemara, we have a braita. Okay, we're back to the Gemara. Third line, after they get wide. Tanya, bet shemai omrim, b'shabbat mevatel b'libo. On Shabbat, it's enough to be mevatel in your heart. Bachol motzi b'sfatav. During the week, you have to verbally say it. Now, this is again is talking about over here, like in the case we mentioned above, where he said tli ve'ichli or tli ushti. Still, Bet Shammai says he has to be mevatel in his heart, and during the week he actually speaks it out explicitly. Betelel omrim echad ze ve'echad ze mevatel b'libo ve'en sarich lehotzi b'sfatav. He comes along and says ben bachol ben b'shabbat. It's mutar to be mevatel in the heart, so long as you use a language, a lashon. Let's read the Ran now. Let's read the Ran starting ubechol motzi besfatav. Im nadra bechol sarich lotzi hafara besfatav. Correct. If you make a hafara during the week, you have to explicitly say it. Echad ze ve'echad ze, echad shabbat ve'echad chol, levatel belibo ve'en sarich lotzi besfatav. Which means, according to the Beit Hillel, it's just enough to do it in your heart, and you don't have to do it besfatav. What does that mean? Kevan she'amar le tli ve'echli tli v'shti. He said something. You said tli ve'echli tli v'shti, so that's considered already enough, whether you did it during Shabbat or during the week, and you just have to make the rest of the bitul in your heart. Okay? Now, the Braita Nami Aidach Kaima. This Braita is talking about what you said, Tli Vechli or Tli Vishti. Now, Ve'it, okay, today brings a different Girsa. Okay, then he's Mevatel this Girsa. Look at the next part of the note, Makshu Hacha. They ask a question on this. Hechi Amri Betel Lechadze Vechadze Mevatel Belibo. True, he said those words. Which means we learned earlier that certain languages are not enough for afara. For example, when the guy came along and told his wife, "En kan neder," or "If she shitaduri," so we said. Even though in his heart he means to be mefer, but the language itself is not enough. So why, in this case, are you saying that the guy can say "Tli ve'ichli, tli ve'shti," and he can rely on the rest of the hafara in his heart? Why is this better? So the Rambam says maybe you're going to tell me that those cases over there were talking about where you didn't mefatil it in your heart. That's why it's no good. The Ran rejects it. He says, impossible. The case had to be talking over there where you mevatiling it in your heart, and still we said, it's no good. Okay? And he brings an ayot to that. So he comes along and says, in his answer, what the difference is. So he says like this. Hatanya lekaman dafara belev lo ma'anya. Ve'alav kushai, dechi amal lekaman efer bidwa enu mufa'ad. Ha'ini milecha dolo amal leti ve'ekli, tli ve'shti, aval hecha da'amal lehecha bitul p'shebelev ma'ani. Denhidi yefshal shetaduri, ve'en zedeh lo ma'ani tefe adib bitul belev, kol hecha da'amal leti ve'ekli, tli ve'shti, mehecha shetol batim bedibo, mutzim zetal lashon garu, adahaynu, hi efshi shetaduri ve'en zeh neder. Kach elu atosafot. Just saying a simple answer. When a guy says tli ve'ekli, it's a better language. So when a guy says to his wife, she's, "I'm not eating," tli ve'ichli, combined with a hafara, that's okay, hafara balev. Mashigan, those other languages, that's not considered enough of a lashon that will combine with a bitul in the lib. Okay, so you need the Gemara to tell us when it's a good lashon that you can use hafara balev and when not. And those languages are not, and this language is. Okay, fine. That's the way basically he's saying over here. Fine. Look at the last part of the Ran. V'chi ketani bebaraita de le'el. Lo yomar adam ne'eshto b'shabbat mufar lechi batel lechi kederek shomer la bechod. Lav lememra de bechod salik lemar hachi. Deha amri betelel de ben b'shabbat ben bechol kol shama lach tli ve'echli u batel belibo sagi. La kederek shu ragil lomar la bechol ka'amar. Which means, when the Gemara said above, that a person should not say to his wife on Shabbat, "Mufar lechi, batel lechi," in the same way that he says during the week, it doesn't mean that during the week you have to say "Mufar lechi." Because according to Betel, we just learned, you could even say "Tli ve'ichli" on the week, yeah, and it's enough. All they mean to say is whatever language you normally use during the week, change it on Shabbat. So let's just review what you said in this Gemara. Basic halachot. Number one, you can make a farah during Shabbat. Number two, you should change from the normal language. Mm-hmm. Number three, whatever language you're going to say, since it's a vague language, for example, you said Tali Vechli, you have to make Hafara Balev. Bet Hillel holds, you could say Hafara Balev all week long, as long as the language is a strong language. Hafara Balev will work. Very good. Comes Gemara Kedus. Amar B'Yohanan, three lines on the bottom. Hakam Sha'amar B'Shon Ba'al. U'Ba'al Sha'amar B'Shon Hakam. Lo Amar Klum. Very good. Which means there's a certain language that the Baal uses, the husband uses when he makes Hafara Nedarim. He uses the word Mufar. Hacham, when he's Matir and Nedir, he uses the words Mutarim. Mutarim Lachem, Mutarim Lachem. So the Gemara tells us a rule. A Hacham that used the word Mufar, he used the husband's language. Or a husband that used the rabbi's language and that said Mutar, the deen is Lo Amar Kelum. He said nothing. Which means the Hacham has to use the words Mutar, and the Baal has to use the words Mufar. What's the problem with this? So look at the Iran. Amar of Yohanan, Hacham she'amar b'lshon Baal, dehainu Mufarlich, u'Baal she'amar b'lshon Hacham, she'amar Mutarlich. So he says, Lashon Baal meforashu bekatuv. The word Hafara is actually written in the Torah. Dehainu Hafara, Lashon Hafara, u'Lashon Hacham davi Mutarlich, Mashma lemedichtiv lo yachel devaro. How do we know the rabbi says the words mutar? Because it says in the pasuk by Farad Edrim, lo yachel devaro. He is not allowed to make his words cholin, but somebody else is. So he says, kolomar lo yasit devarav cholin v'darshina v'alachirim mohalim lo. Mohalim lo. Now how do you mohel a guy? You say, what was asur to you now is mutar. She'osin oto cholin, u'bocholin mutar shayach lememarbu. Right, something that's... Cholin, that you're making it mundane, you're able to say that which was forbidden, now I want to make it cholin, meaning now it's mutar. That's why the Yushami says, Mashma de Hakam Nami Matzi Kamar, En Kan Neder, En Kan Shivua. That's part of the lesson that the Hakam says, the Gara Satan, Baal Shamar Beshul Hakam, the Hakam Shamar Beshul Baal, Lo Amar Kirum, Ela, Ze Omer Kilchato, Ze Omer Kilchato, Habaal Omer Mufardich, Bazaken Omer, En Kan Neder, En Kan Shivua. Like we say today in our Hatanad Darim. Okay? ולפי זה משהו לי, לשנת המפר שייך מכאן ואילך, ולשנת המותר, בדבר שיהיה מותר בעיקרו. That explains the difference. מופר is now. Husband is מפיד נדר from now and on. מותר is משמע, מתירים את מעיקרה. Therefore the Gemara is saying, if a חכם used the lashon of מופר, no good, or if a Baal used the word of מותר, also good. Each one has to use his prescribed language, good. How do we know? This is the Gemara, the Tanya. It says in the Bright, it says in Parashat Nedarim, Zeh Hadavar. That's in Parashat Nedarim, it says, Zeh Hadavar, Hashem Siva Hashem. So it says, Hechacham Matir, Ve'en Ba'al Matir. From here we learn, that is the Hacham that makes Hatara. Hatara means, Ikara. But the Ba'al does not make Hatara. So the Gemara says, Shiachol, maybe I come along and say like this. Uma hakam she'en mefer matir. A hakam that does not have the rights to make hafara. Hafara is a special right that the husband has. What's that right of hafara that the husband has? That's the right that he's able to be mefer nedarim on the day that he hears the neder, yes? So again, uma hakam she'en mefer matir. Baal she'mefer en odin she'matir. Right? I might come along and make a kavahomer and say, the rabbi doesn't have rights to be mefer, but it can be metir. The husband that can be mefer, certainly maybe he should have the rights to be metir. So that's the Gemara says, Tamud Amar, Zeh Hadavar, Zeh Limits. This is the item. Hacham, matir, ve'en ba'al matir. It's coming to limit. It's coming to say only the hacham is being matir, and the ba'al is not able to be matir. Zeh Hadavar comes to say, it only applies to Tamid Hachem. That was talking about Hatara. Good. So again, we proved it from a pasuk. Tanya Ida, we have another writer. Zeh hadavar. Baal mefer ve'en hakam mefer. I'm going the other way. The baal makes hafara adri, but the hakam cannot. Shiachol, I'm saying the other way maybe. Uma baal she'en matir mefer. Hakam she'matir en odin she'mefer. I say what? If the husband cannot make hafara, sorry, cannot make hatara, but he can make hafara. The hakam that can make a taram, certainly she may be able to make a farah. Tamud Amar Zeh Hadavar. Again, Zeh Hadavar limits to tell me what? Ba'al mefer ve'en hakam mefer. Good, so that's what we proved basically. But the fact that it says Zeh Hadavar, it comes to limit each one according to his law. Hakam makes a taram, Ba'al makes hafara. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Ne'emar Khan. It says in Parashat Nedarim the words Zeh Hadavar. If you open up Parashat Nedarim in Vayikra, Perik, I'm sorry. If you open up Parashat Nedarim, which is in, you want a Parashat Nedarim, it's Bamidbar Lamid, Pasuk Bet. Parashat Matot. If you open up that Parashat, you'll see the words Zeh Hadavar. That's how it introduces the Parashat Nedarim. V'ne'emar Lahalan, if you look later on in Vayikra Yud Zayin, it also says the words Zeh Hadavar B'shkut Techutz. What is shchut techutz? Totally different law. The law of a person that brings a korban, he has to slaughter it inside the azara of the Beit HaMikdash. However, if he slaughters it outside, well, if it's sanctified as a korban, he makes a avon. Okay, it's called shchut techutz. In both Parashat Nedarim and the laws of shchut techutz, again, which are unrelated laws, but one thing connects them. It says the word zeh hadavar. This is the law. So maybe we can make some sort of link between the two items. So let's read again. Ne'emar kan zeh hadavar, ve'ne'emar lehalan. It says later on b'shchut techutz zeh hadavar b'shchut techutz. Ma b'shchut techutz Aharon u'banav v'chol Yisrael. That's right. Just like the law of shchut techutz applies to everybody.
applies to Aharon, to his children, for that matter, all Israel. Like the Pasuk says over there, it applies it to everyone. It says, Vaydeber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Deber Laharon, Vilbanav, Vil Kol Bnei Israel. So you see clearly, everybody's obligated in this mitzvah. Af parashat nedarim. So too, when it comes to parashat nedarim, Aharon ubana v'chol Yisrael, which means what? Everybody's kosher to be matir nedarim. You can have Aharon, his children, for that matter, any Yisrael, even a hidyot, even a simple guy, has the ability to be matir somebody else's nedarim. This is the source of how do you know that anybody is kasher to be matir nedir. No, we'll see how you need three. We'll see that in a minute, but the three that you're telling me that you can make a matir nedarim, they can be even average Jews, exactly. Oh, uma kan rashi hamatot. But by nedarim, it says rashi hamatot. Af lehalan rashi hamatot. Which means it does say by Nedarim the words Rashi HaMatot. Rashi HaMatot is the leaders. So therefore, since it says the leaders by Nedarim, so by Shchut Te'chutz, there's some concept where you need the leaders, Rashi HaMatot. We don't know for what yet. We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us for what purpose. Okay? Now, let's continue. Beparashat Nedarim Lemay Hilcheta. Good. When you told me that what? That in Parashat Nedarim, it says for all Yisrael, just like by Shechut Techutz, it says what? Aharon, Ubana, V'chol Yisrael. So too by Nedarim, Aharon, Ubana, V'chol Yisrael. For what purpose? So the Gemara says, Amar Abahabar Yaakov, Lehakshir Shenosha Hidyotot. Beautiful. To come and to tell me what? You can even use three Hidyotot. You don't need to have three scholars. Three Hidyotot is enough. Now look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Amar Rabaha bar Yaakov lechshir shlosha hidyotot. Now, what type of hidyotot are we talking about over here? Hay hidyotot de amri lo kolehu hidyotot keshiri. Not every hidyot is mutar. Ela hanehu dechim masbere lehu miha savri. If you explain to them something, they understand. They might not be able to understand it on their own. They might not be able to teach. But they're not so hidyot. They can learn. You teach them something, they understand it. Good. Now, obviously, Shchut Techutz and Nedarim are not exactly the same. Let me speak this out clearly to you. We just made a kesh, right? When it comes to Shchut Techutz, any hidyot is obligated on Shchut Techutz. Take the most foolish guy that doesn't understand anything, but if he slaughters a Qurban outside the Beit HaMikdash, he's Hayav. Yep. So when we're making this Hekesh, it's not 100% exact. Because the Hidyotot of Shchut Techutz are not the same Hidyotot of Nedarim. So that's what the Ran points out. The Ran says that which means, once I link the two perashot together, then I'm able to say, just like this hidyotot applies to Shchut Techutz, so to hidyotot applies also to Nedarim, but each one according to his law. It doesn't make sense to say that a hidyot that doesn't know anything can be matir neder. Then I'm able to use my own thinking and say, well, the hidyot over here obviously is different than the hidyot of Shchut Techutz. All the Kizrat Shema does is tells me there's a link between Hidyotot of Era Hayab, there's a usage of Hidyotot by Nedarim. What type of Hidyotot by Nedarim? Obviously a higher level Hidyot that at least we're able to understand. So the Gezerah Shavah is intact, but each one is according to its law. Good? Rav's Gemara continues. What do you mean? By Nedarim it says Rashem Matot. That God spoke, Moshe spoke to the leaders of the tribes. Leaders of the tribes, Mashma, you need smart people, you need hachamim. How could you tell me you can get away with your jotot? So the Gemara says, "Amar v'chazda v'tim Rabbi Yohanan b'yahid mumheh." Different law. If you want to use one you could use an expert. So long as he's like a rashi matot, he's a hacham, he's an expert. One, the law of three, you can use a jotot. The rashi matot is teaching you the law of yahid mumheh. Look at the Ram. V'ar rashi matot ketiv u'mashma aval jotot lo b'yahid mumheh. Since we have a gezerah sheva to tell me why I can even use a jotot, right?
The Rashi matot memaet lehu,
but the Rashi matot comes to minimize them. So make up your mind. How can they coexist?
Al korach itlu nekiyum etervayu.
Both of them can exist. How?
The Rashi matot biyahid, the jotot b'shlosha, the chitema tzlata minalach.
Obvious question. We never proved. Where'd you get three from?
So he says kevan de mafak le mechad. Ukme atlata kain betin.
Once you tell me you can't use one, because one already, I know you have to use a yahid mumhair. Well, two, I never found anything to use two with. The next number that you usually use is three, because that's normally a betin. Not that the hatara is necessarily a betin, because we learned really hatara name is not a betin, because we said you can do it at night. Yeah. It's a lot of things that hatara you can do that it's not like a betin, but the point is that number is the only logical number that we would arrive to. Yeah? Good. So at this point, what did we prove? We proved Shilosha Idiotot. What type of Idiotot?
Ones I can understand.
Right? They understand the Savre Velo Gamre. They understand when you explain it to them. Where did we get the number three from? Sivara. One, we know it can't be, because one already can't use a Idiot. One, you need a Yahid Mumche. How do I know Yahid Mumche? From Rashi Hamatot. Also must be three. Good. Now, since we made a gezerah shava,
we said that we made a gezerah shava of Rashi Matot. Would we say that just like by Nedarim, it says the word Rashi Matot? So too, we're going to link it now to Shehut Tehutz that also has a din of Rashi HaMatot. But for what? So the Gemara asks, Rashi HaMatot v'Shehut Tehutz lemai hilcheta. Amar Rav Sheshat lomar sheyesh she'ela behegdesh. An amazing hadush. You're able to be shoel on something that you made hegdesh. Which means you can go to one rabbi, Rashi HaMatot, Mumche, you can tell him, listen, Rabbi, I know I made this item Kodesh, I want to renege on it. And he's able to renege it retroactively. Now, know what comes out on this, according to this. Wow. That means you have a guy, he took a korban, whatever, he consecrated it, whatever, and then, by mistake, he used it. Now he's considered Mu'en. He benefited from it. No problem. Or better. Let's use it in our context that we're learning in it. He says, consecrated an animal. He went and he was shuhated outside the Beit HaMikdash. Shuhut Tehutz. Wait, we have a way to get out of it now. Let him go to the rabbi. The rabbi will undo the Kiddushah retroactively. He never slaughtered it outside. So that's what you use Rashi HaMatot to teach you. That you could use Rashi HaMatot will come in handy in Shuhut Tehutz. You need this guy, one of these rabbis in Shehut Tehutz. When? To undo it. Look at the top run. First, if the run right before the wide line. Lomar sheyesh she'ela behegdesh. Shemegdish behema. Veshahata behutz ve'arkach nish'al aleha patur. Dekevan sheyesh she'ela behegdesh. Ki'ilu lo egdisha me'olam. Dame. Dehacham okere nedre meikaro. Right? Don't we know that? Dehacham goes meikaro. So that's an amazing, amazing principle. Wow. How far it goes. Okay. Right, he comes along and says, Mikan anu lemedim, just to get some halakha over here. Lechol davar mitkadesh al yedei motza sfatav, anything that you mitkadesh through your verbal recitation, kegon terumot, ma'asrot, efshar lishael alav v'la'akor et halut ha'kidusha mitchilata. You can undo it. With Bet Shammai, the Gemara has a question. According to Bet Shammai, the Amri, En She'ela Behekdesh, Rashi HaMatot Tichti V'Shchut Tehutz Lemai Elcheta. Okay. Bet Shammai holds, you cannot make She'ela on Hekdesh. So the question on Bet Shammai is then, what do you do with the Rashi HaMatot Gezerah Shava by Shchut Tehutz? Bet Shammai Letlu Gezerah Shava. Okay, well, by the way, Bet Shammai doesn't hold the whole Gezerah Shava.
So he doesn't make the link of Zeh HaDavar, Zeh HaDavar. So he's not bound to answer, what does he do with Shechut Ta'utz? He doesn't have to do anything with the Shechut Ta'utz. Because it doesn't make a Gezerah Shavah. Oh, but now we have a bigger question. Zeh HaDavar B'parashat Darim L'may Ketiv. Which means, if you're not using a Gezerah Shavah, Zeh HaDavar, Zeh HaDavar. So what's the word Zeh HaDavar coming to tell me then, according to Bet Shammai? So comes the Gemara and says, "Lomar hacham matir ve'en ba'al matir, ba'al mefer ve'en hacham mefer." Like we learned already above, Zeh HaDavar comes to minimize each one according to his law. The ba'al you use hafara, you cannot use hatara. Rabbi, you use hatara, you cannot use hafara. Now, we also learned from there, but we'll learn both things from there. The Mefarshim explained. We'll learn the Gezerah Shavah, Zeh HaDavar, which again, keep in mind, that link, Gezerah Shavah, is very important. Because that's how you know the law of Hidyotot. Mm-hmm. Which is a very, it's not the most obvious source, which means if somebody would have asked you, how do you know three Hidyotot is Mutar by Hatara? Gezerah Shavah, Zeh HaDavar, Mishchut Techutz. It's really far-fetched. The Hidyotot and Mishchut Techutz, because it says, Yeah. So since all Yisrael is applicable to Shechut Ta'utz, all Yisrael is applied to Ranadarim, that's the source. Oh, so comes the Gemara now says, Zeh HaDavar b'Shechut Ta'utz t'may ketiv. Okay, but according to Bet Shammai, what did you do with the Zeh HaDavar of Shechut Ta'utz? We used it for a link. To tell me that, what, just like by Shechut Ta'utz, you can use Hidyotot are applicable, so to Hidyotot apply by the darima, but you don't make the Gezerah Shavah. So he says, Lomar ala shechita hayav ve'en hayav ala milika. Shoteh chutz only applies to Zeh HaDavar on a limited case. Only on animals that you have to slaughter. La'apukeh to exclude milika. There are certain birds that were brought into the Beit HaMikdash where the queen would actually slaughter it with his nail of the thumb. Even though it's considered like a slaughtering of that animal, but what? It's not bound by the laws of Shechut Ta'utz. Since the Pasuk says, Zeh HaDavar, what are the other rabbis going to say? Well, if you look at the parasha over there, it says, Veshachat. Yeah. So since it says the word Shaita, I don't need the word Zeh HaDavar. Good. So therefore, you're not Chayav Milka. Ela, the Gemara says, Lebet Shammai, Lehachshir Shilosha Hidyotot Min Alan. Okay, now we get to the question. How do you know three Hidyotot? Which is, you answered me Zeh HaDavar. No problem. You answered me Zeh HaDavar by Shechut Ta'utz. But the Ikar Hidush that we learn from the Gezerah Shavah, Bet Shammai, how do you know three Hidyotot? And he holds three Hidyotot. Yeah. So the Gemara continues, Nafkalehu mederav aseh b'Rabbi Natan. Dichtiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Vaydaber Moshe et mu'adeh Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people about the Mu'adim, about the holidays. That pasuk is actually that's in Sefer Bamidbar. And some have a girsah that it was the pasuk in Vayikra. That's more mashma based on what we're going to say further. In any event, the Gemara continues. V'atanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Yosef Gilili Omer, Mu'adeh Ne'emru ve'lo ne'emra Shabbat Bereshit Amahin. And that parasha where it talks about the holidays, which is actually parashat Pinehas, where all the holidays are mentioned, but it does not mention Shabbat. Shabbat Bereshit. It means the Shabbat of Bereshit, as opposed to Shabbat, sometimes it's called the Yom Tov. Shabbat Bereshit. The Shabbat day is not mentioned as part of the Mu'adim. It's not listed in that parasha. Ben Azai Omer, Mu'adeh, when it says the Mu'adim, Ne'emru, ve'lo ne'emar parashat nedarim emmahim. Parashat nedarim was not mentioned in the parasha of the Mu'adot. I want to see, why would you expect parashat nedarim to be mentioned in the parasha of the Mu'adot? We have two shitote. Either, Vaydaber Moshe et Mu'adeh, yeh Mu'adeh la'apukeh Shabbat, Moshe spoke to Mu'adim, but he did not discuss nedarim in that subject. So comes the Gemara and says, Rav Aseh ben Natan kashya le hamatnita. So when Rav Aseh ben Natan read this braita, he had problems with it. Atal in Nardal. So he went to Nardal, he came to Rav Sheshat. Velo Ashkehe. But he did not find Rav Sheshat. Ata Abatrel Mhoza. So he went to Mehoza. And what? Over there he found Rav Sheshat over there. Amarle. So he told him, what does he mean when it says Mu'adeh Hashem Ne'emru Velo Ne'emra Shabbat Bereshit Amen? What does it mean? What is he trying to teach me? It says Mu'adim, but it doesn't say Shabbat. V'ha'ketiv Shabbat Amen. So he comes along and tells him, if you look at the parashah of the Mu'adot over there, indeed Shabbat is written. If you look at Vayikra, in Chav Gimal, Pasuk Gimal. In that parashah, also the Ma'adot, which is in parashat Emor as well, parashat Ma'adot is written twice in the Torah. It's written once in parashat Pinchas and once in parashat Emor. So what do you mean the Braita is coming to tell me that parashat Shabbat is not mentioned in the Ma'adot parashah, but it is? That was his question to Rav Sheshat. So he comes along and says, V'tu, Mu'ade Hashem ne'emru, ve'lo ne'emru parashat nedarim emahin. You tell me parashat Nedarim was not written with them, what are you talking? It's written right next to it. It's right next door, which is right after Parashat Pinchas. It's Parashat Matot. And how does Parashat Matot begin? V'daber Moshe L'Hashem Matot L'Bnei Yisrael Emor Zeh Davar. And he gives them each Kiddur Neder. So therefore, it is written next to it. That's his question. So he comes along and says, Amar Lev. So Rav Sheshat comes and says, Hachi Ketani. This is what it means, what the Braita meant to say. Mu'ade Hashem Sirichim Kiddush Bedin. Shabbat Bereshit and Siricha Kiddush Betin. When he meant to say that Shabbat is not written in the Parashah of the Mu'adim, not that it's not written, it is written by the way. But the point is there's a difference between the sanctity of the Shabbat and there's a difference between the sanctity of the Mu'adim. The sanctity of the Mu'adim is made by who? Betin. Betin has to sanctify. Ele Mu'adeh Hashem Yikra Kodesh Hashem Tekru'u Otam. Right? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, don't read it Otam, Ela Atem. Betin has to sanctify the month, and by that they sanctify the holidays. Like we say, Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'Hazemanim. Right? First God's Mekadesh Yisrael, which is the Hachamim, and in turn they are Mekadesh the Zemanim, the holidays. Mashiachin Shabbat is not telling you on a Betin. Shabbat is an automatic. You don't need a Betin to proclaim the seventh day is Kodesh. Like we just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. It's not Yisrael Ve'Hashabbat. Mekadesh HaShabbat, because Shabbat is a automatic. So that's what the Braita meant, that what? That the Shabbat was not mentioned in the parasha. I mean, Shabbat is different in its sanctification. And we'll see it in detail exactly what the darash is, but that's the concept. And then he continues, Rav Sheshat, and says, Mu'adeh Hashem, Sirichim Mumheh, Ve'en Nedarim Sirichim Mumheh, Afilu Bedin Hedyotot. And when it says Nedarim is not written in the parashat Mu'adot, because parashat Mu'adot, you need Mumheh. Which means, what type of rabbis do you need for to establish Rosh Chodesh and the holidays? The parasha was given to Moshe Aharon. So you need rabbis on the caliber of Moshe Aharon. You need the mumhin, even more than mumhin. You need what's called simuchin. Simuchin is rabbis that had a tradition all the way back, rabbi to rabbi, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, just like by Mu'adot, you need an inyan of mumhin to establish the holidays. So too, when it comes to, ve'en, not so too. By nedarim, you don't need mumhin. You can even use three hedyotot in order to absolve the darim. So that's what the Braita meant. Shabbat is not written in the parasha. Shabbat really was written. But he was trying to say, no, even though it's written, there's a difference between Shabbat and Ma'adot. This needs betin, Shabbat does not need betin. Nedarim is not written there either. But it's written next to it. You're right, but the point is, Nedarim and Mu'adot also have a difference. Mu'adot, dafka, you need rabbis, mumhein, experts. Mashiach and Nedarim, you can even use three hedyotot. Let's just continue to the end, and then we're going to get the mechanics of this whole bright. I'm just giving you the highlights outside. Veha b'parashat Nedarim, Hashem Matot Ketiv. Oh, but what do you mean? You tell me you can get away with hedyotot, but what do you do with the pasuk Hashem Matot? By Nedarim, it says Hashem Matot, which is mashma, you need, right, hachamim. So how could you tell me even hedyotot? Amar Rav Chasda v'tima Rabbi Yochanan b'yachid mumheh. Yeah, there's another option. You want to use three, you can get away with hedyotot. You want to use one, then he's got to be a mumheh. So Hashem Matot is talking about the option of one expert, and the other than that, telling you three even hedyotot. Okay, now they get the skeleton. Let's go back down and read all the rans to give us the missing points over here. So let's start with the Ran beginning Lehakshir Gimel Hedyotot Min Aleihem. It's on the Amud Rishon, about six lines after they get wide. Now, how do you know? They had your thought. They had the Beit Hillel Lafinah Migzra Shava Shmutei Chutz. According to Beit Hillel, we have Gizra Shava from Shmutei Chutz, but Beit Shammai doesn't have that Gizra Shava. So how did you know it? Now, Velo Neimra Shabbat Bereshit Amen. That was the Lashon of the Braita. Shabbat Bereshit is not mentioned in Parashat Nedarim. We thought this means it's not written in the parashah. Now we're going to find out very shortly, like we saw in the Gemara, that it exactly is written. Okay, and in parashat Mu'adot also does not mention the subject of the Darim. Again, we're going to see very shortly that was written actually right next to it. That was the Gemara's question. If you look at parashat Emor, ketiv Shabbat Mu'adot. But tells me the Shemirat Shabbat, right after tells me the Mu'adot. So it is written in the same parasha. And as a matter of fact, well, the Nedarim might not be written in the actual parasha of the Mu'adot. Parashat Nedarim Ketiva Bikse Parashat Mu'adot. It's written right next to the edge of Parashat Mu'adot. The Beseder Pinehas Ketiva Kulu Mu'adot. Right? And Pinehas talks about all the holidays. Ubatarache Berashem Matot Parashat Nedarim. Sitra Targum Shel Katze. The word Sitra means like the edge. It's written at the edge of it. Okay, good. So it says, Mu'adei Hashem Siddiqim Kiddush Betim. So Rav Sheshar answered. You know what he meant when he said Shabbat is not written in the parasha? Of course it's written in the parasha. We know that. He didn't mean that. He meant that the Shabbat and the Mu'adot are different. Don't think that since it's written in the parasha, it has the same deen. Elawa, Mu'adei Hashem Siddiqim Kiddush Betin. Kedichtiv Asher Tiklu Otam. Right? The holidays, this is Otam. Karibe Atem. Shitzirichim Betin Nekadesh Lashay Chodashim. Betin sanctifies the Rosh Chodesh. Kedeh La'asot Mu'adot Bezmanam. Ava Shabbat Bereshit. Enat Siricha Kiddush Betin. Right, Shabbat Bereshit, you don't need Kiddush Betin. She'en Betin Sirichim Mekadesh Echad B'Shabbat. Because you don't have to Mekadesh Sunday in order to get to the seventh day. Right? You have to Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh to get to the 15th of Nisan, for example. But they're not Mekadesh Sunday, so you know the seventh day is Shabbat. Kedeh La'asot Shevi'i Lo Shabbat. Now you understand what the Braita meant. Mu'ada Hashem Nemru Le'anyan Kiddushat Bedin Uchte Parishna. Which means, when the Mu'adim were written in the parasha, they were written the inyan that you need betin to sanctify. Shabbat Bereshit lo ne'emra imahem le'oto inyan. Meaning, yes, of course Shabbat was written in the parasha, but not le'inyan that you need kiddush betin. Shel kiddush. V'hainu dekamar ben azai. Mu'ada Hashem nimru le'inyan shesirik mumchim nekadesh et ha'odesh. Mepnei ha'mu'adot. Ava parashat nedarim. That's the next point. Nidarim lo ne'emra imahem le'oto inyan, which means same point. I agree. Nidarim and Mu'adot are really juxtaposed to each other. So really, it's considered it's written really in the same parasha. Ela, it's not written the inyan that have the same laws. Mu'adot, you need actually expert rabbis to sanctify the month. Whereas in Nidarim, you can even get away with three hejotot. So that's the concept. Indeed, Shabbat was written in Parashat Mu'adot, and Nedarim was written in Parashat Mu'adot. When the rabbis came along and said it's not written, it meant it's not written to compare it to all its laws. Okay? Then it says, right? When it says, who is God talking to Moshe Aharon? You need at least two experts like Moshe and Aharon. Now the in betin shakud. Now we know you can have cannot have an even number betin. So that's how you have to know. You have to add a third one. Umusifin odehad haregimal. The kevan de Shabbat v'nedarim semichi lemoadot. Since Shabbat and nedarim is mentioned close to the parasha of the moadot, uchtiv moadot elle. Here's the key. In the parasha moadot it says what elle moade. From the fact that it says elle, it's coming to what exclude.
What?
Shabbat lekiddush bedin. Diu kavah nafsha undarim nomad do ba'e behum mumchin dafid bejotot sagi. So the ele that's written by Mu'adot says this is the law of Mu'adot as opposed to not Shabbat and not Nedarim. Each one respectively according to its law. This is the law of Mu'adot that you need a sanctification of rabbis. Masha'in ken, Shabbat, you don't need sanctification. It's an automatic. This is the law of the Mu'adot Tawad. It can only be done by experts like Moshe and Aharon. La'apuken edarim. You don't need experts. You can even get away with
Hedjotot.
Good. So now the Gemara comes. That was the next Gemara's question. What do you mean you tell me you can get away with Hedjotot? Doesn't it say Parashat Nedarim Rashi Matot, which means the leaders? Alma Hidyotot and Kishini, not Farah Nedarim. Smasho that Hidyotot are not good. Not Farah Nedarim. Biyahid Mumcheh. That's coming, which means because now you have already two contradictory items. You have the item that tells me Hidyotot, and you got the item that tells me experts. So I gotta reconcile. So how does the Ran say? Ketiv Rashi Matot Ashmi'inan. Dehecha dehavi mumcheh biyachid sagir, which means if the guy is have a yachid, one guy, it's enough. Umimeutad deele yalfina dehecha davu hidyotot mitkashre b'shlosha. Okay, which is you have two items here. The ele gives me the law of the three, and the rashematot gives me the law of the one. Understand what you mean? That's the only way I can reconcile it. They cannot coexist. Either you need hedyotot, you can get away with hedyotot, or you need a mumhe. So the Ran comes along and says that both can coexist. It's took to two different scenarios. Hedyotot is good when I'm using three. But it's either Hashem atot. When you want to use one, the guy's got to be a mumhe. So now the Ran speaks out over here. The shari derim davka samuch ke mumhe shel moadei Hashem. I said, sorry, umashma. Start the top line of that. No, I'm with Ben. Umashma me'acha. The yaqid mumhe de shari nedarim tafka samuch ke mumhe shel mu'ade Hashem. Ta'inu Moshe v'Aaron. De en efresh ben ze la ze ela shem mu'ade Hashem slichim shel Hosham mumhim v'nedarim sagi b'yachid. So the Rav proposes an opinion over here. He says, well, if you're telling me Hashem Ato teaches me you need an expert, right? And we're making a comparison between Nidarim and Parashat Mu'adot, because it's written next to it. So I might have thought, and the Shitotah say like this, that expert that you need, he's got to be not Stam an expert. He's got to be a Samuch. He's got to have Simicha, meaning a rabbi that had a rabbi, all the way back was at Simicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because in Parashat Mu'adot, that's the caliber of rabbis you're talking about.
Right.
So since, in Parashat Ma'adot, you happen to need three of those. Okay, but you don't need three for Nedarim, because we said three is already Hidyotot is enough for that. But you need one. But which type of rabbi is that one? It's going to be compared to the rabbis of the Mu'adim. And the rabbis of Mu'adim, you need a Samuch. So that's the Ran's first Shita that he says on top of the thing, that you need a Samuch if you're using one. However, he says, Aval HaRambam Zal, Katab Perek Vav, Melchot Shavuot, Dechol shihu rav muvhak matir yehidi. You don't need a samuch. Rav muvhak, you need an expert rabbi. Now, if that's the case, how does the Rambam understand the Gemara? Because it's mashma that the Gemara was comparing the law of Mu'adot to the law of Nedarim, right? And it was saying, just like by Ele came to exclude, to say what? Ele said that they're different. Ele said, these you need experts. Here, if you're going to use three, you could use Hedjotot. But the Ele Rashi Matot was coming along to say that it is similar to Mu'adot in the sense that what? That if you're going to use one, it's got to be a Mumhe. Also, Mumhe, we understand, it's got to be like Mu'adot. Mu'adot's got to be a Samuch.
Yeah.
But the Rambam says, you don't need a Samuch. So how's he going to get one out? So the Ran speaks out. The Ran says like this. דחוש שונה מובהק בתדיד, ופי זה אמרו, תעד פרחין האקה, ועד פרשת נדים לשם מתות כתיב. איזה לא נגמר לסקווה שווה, יא, יצא זה שם מתות בי נדרים. לא פריך עמי דאמר דפרשת נדרים אינה סריכה מומחה, which means, לא פריך עמי דאמר, it's not asking, like we understood the question, דפרשת נדרים אינה סריכה מומחה, דרשי המתות לאו סמוכים משמע. When it says Rashi Matot, we never had a hava minute to think that those guys are simuchin.
Yeah.
Why? De bechol duchte de ba'im mumchin Elohim karile. If you need experts mumchin, the Torah usually refers to mumchim as
Elohim.
Elohim. Right? Those are the expert judges. Ve'acha kevan de lo ketibu el Rashi Matot. It only says Rashi Matot. Pshita de lav mumhe samuch kama. You don't need that high level of samuch. The words themselves give it away that you don't need a samuch. Ela lemai de amrinan de afilu gimel hedyotot. That's the good. You just told me even three hedyotot, which is less than a mumhe. Parik. Da'ar Hashem atot Which means, you're right, Hashematot might not mashma simuchin, but it's not mashma either.
It's
somewhere in the middle. So therefore, how do you square off? You just told me three hedyotot is okay. But now you tell me what, Hashematot, which is mashma, a little higher level. Gamir v'savir means he learns, he knows how to learn on his own, and he understands. As opposed to a hedyot, where he doesn't know unless you tell him. Okay, so that's a lower level. So therefore, Harambam holds this halakha l'maaseh l'shitat Harambam, that to be mefer nedarim, to go to a hacham, so long as he's gamir v'savir, even though he's not samuch,
okay.
it is going to be okay. Now, on this subject over here, I want to read you a note in order that the Ran should be should go easy. Now, okay. Haran Meir, Shemahagimara kan mashma shehevdel ben kiddush rosh chodesh atarat edarim, benyan dayanim mumchim, urak bazesh li kiddush rosh chodesh rechim shelosha dayanim mumchim, by rosh chodesh need three, ואילו להתרת נדרים, אין צריך אלא בדיין מומחה אחד. אבל גדר דיין מומחה שווה בשניהם. That's what we saw on top of the line. That's much more that. It's just the difference between three and one. But you need the same caliber. And therefore, ואם כן, גם להתרת נדרים יש צורך בדיינים סמוכים. Like we said, סמוכים has got to go back to משה רבנו. כמו שנצטרך לחידוש החודש. ורק דיין כזה יוכל להתיר נדר. והרי בימינו אין כזה. Now, if you go like that, שיטה... We don't have any rabbis like that today that have simicha all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulam, like we saw this, Harambam pasak shekol rav muvhak matir neder. Like we just saw, any rav that's muvhak, tamin hakam, so on, can break the darim. Now, li yishuv davta Rambam, omer aran, shekushat gemarai, veha peparashat nedarim rashi matot ketiv, ena shememela, she... Which means, don't think when the Gemara says, oh, Hashem Matot Ketiv, and therefore we thought, oh, Hashem Matot Masper, you need caliber like Mu'adot. No, because the word Hashem Matot, as I explained to you, does not mean Simuchim. Elohim would mean, Mu'ahim Simuchim. Hashem Matot means smart leaders, right? Elak Kushahu, Ech Amar Ben Azai, how did you tell me, Ben Azai, you can get away with three Hedyotot? It's master from Hashem Matot, you need somebody at least a bit higher than a hedyot. And the Gemara says, you're right. Nafka mina between the three
and the one.
That's right. Now, Da'inu hakam muvak, Ma shamar ben Azai, Mu'adei Hashem sirichim mumcheh. Right, that was the language of ben Azai. He said that you need a mumcheh, Ve'en nedarim sirichim mumcheh, and nedarim do not need a mumcheh. אין כוונתו בזה שנדים אין צריכים מומחה כמומחה של מועדות, אלא אין כוונתו בזה שנדרים אין צריכים מומחה כמומחה של מועדות, אלא כוונתו היא שנדרים אינם צריכים מומחה המבואר בהם, דיינו חכם מובהק, אלא די בהם בשלושה הדיוטות. Which means like this, when Ben Azai came along and said that you don't need מומחין by נדרים, what he meant to say is, you don't need mumchin necessarily, even though it says Hashem Matot, which is mashma you need mumchin, ela from the fact that I have a derasha from Mu'adot. Ele, ela comes and tells, don't, because if I didn't have the word ele, I would have thought that dafka you need mumchin, or high level, like it says Hashem Matot. So Ben Azai comes and says, you don't need mumchin. Don't get sidetracked by the word Hashem Matot. Since I have ele, ele comes and tells me, I dafka need experts by Mu'adot, but I don't need experts by, then I can even get away with Hedyotot. Okay, Umaskanat Aran, the Maskanat of the Aran is, Sha'acham Muvak, Ara'u Latitadir, Afapish Eno Samuch, is okay. Hainu Muvak Yahasid Doro, which is all depending on the generation. You don't have to be Muvak only by Asher Husham. In the generation that he is, Shelo Kibish Klev Shafilu Im En Sorech Besuch, Ela Mishra'u Latitadir Bizman Azeh, וזה מפני שם בזמן הזה, מי שעכשיו חכם מובהק, אוקיי, פיין. אז איפה חכם מובהק? זה סתם שאתה אומר, זה טרי נובריז חכם מובהק. Today, nobody's on the level. The Ran says it's relative. Just so long as he has prestige in the generation as a Agam Muvag, so he's considered able to be Matir Nedarim. Okay, that's basically the point. So if you'd ask yourself a question, what just happened? Bet Shammai found a source for three Hedjotot. Where's his source? His source is from the fact that it says by Mo'adot. Ele. That means Dafka by Mo'adot, you need experts. Masra by Nedarim, that's juxtaposed right next to it. You don't need. Ela, what can I get away with?
Hedjotot.
I. What do you mean? I get away with Hedjotot. It says Ele Hashem Atot. That's Masra. You need a higher level.
That's one,
right? You're right. You need a higher level for one. You don't need a Samuch, right? You just need a somebody that's Mumche Bedoro, like the Ran concluded. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.